previously on Two Past Midnight.
So Murphy got critted in the white phosphorus attack. The crit was never stabilized. We didn't do any of the death saves.
So it would be a C and a D is what whoever is going to roll it.
Correct.
Which one of you wants to roll it?
I'll roll it.
I want Emmett to roll it.
I do not like having somebody else's character in my hands right now. All right. I'm giving you the bullet die for this one. So I got one success.
All right. That stabilizes the crit.
Oh! You're in charge here.
There's a dispensary right next to a cookie store around the corner.
I am in charge here, I guess, of the general direction of things.
He said general.
General direction.
Good evening, general direction.
One of my favorite How I Met Your Mother gags.
Yeah, yep. Right?
I know, right?
That's just like I was trying to explain to my 13-year-old and my wife the other night of why the time being is so funny to me. Let's put this to the side for the time being. All hail the time being.
He'll come and get it later. That's like the Langoliers. That's what the time being is. They just munch it up later when you put it aside for them.
Is the time being here right now?
I do like how the Langoliers are basically Pac-Man.
Wagga 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 wagga. It's like a Lovecraftian Pac-Man. That was a great one. I like that one a lot. Like the concept. That's one of the funny things about a lot of those Stephen King ones is like the concept's really cool, and then like a lot of times it's poorly executed by like the filmmakers. That's a great example of that.
Waka 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 waka.
Intergalactic Pac-Man.
Speaking of Stephen King and like adaptations and to film, they're remaking, not so much remaking, but they're doing a new version of The Running Man, but more like the book. And Edgar Wright is directing it, the guy that did Shaun of the Dead.
Ooh.
Right? That actually seems like fucking awesome. Because he even has said, he's like, I'm not remaking the other movie, I'm doing the book.
He did Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah. I love his movies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Shaun of the Dead, and what was that? There was another apocalyptic one. But the best is still Hot Fuzz. Like, that's still one of my all-time... Yes. I fucking love that movie so much.
World's End?
Yeah, World's End.
Yeah, because that was the name of the pub that they were trying to get to. Yeah.
I barely remember that one. I remember I enjoyed it.
No, Hot Fuzz is my favorite.
Yeah.
By far.
Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead, I just can't
get it. You don't like Shaun of the Dead?
The scene with Queen in the bar.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, but the best part about that scene with Queen in the bar is the like the mom thing. You know what I mean? Like it goes from that straight into like it's like ha 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 ha.
Well, like my favorite thing was the whole they kept arguing about the dogs not being able to look up.
Oh yes,
dogs can't look up. Yes, they.
Oh, that's right. He did Baby Driver as well. I really actually quite like that.
Oh yeah, yes.
Well, that, and did you ever see his their TV show that they had? It was like Edgar Wright like was directing it, and Simon Pegg was in it, and Nick Frost was in it. It's fucking funny as shit.
Space? What is,
Spaced.
What is that?
It's called Spaced.
Spaced?
Yeah. Oh, God, that was
God
so funny.
Damn, that's
And they're making, so he's making a new Running Man?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but he's not doing like a remake of the old movie, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. He's making the book.
Oh, I don't care. Either way, it would be priceless just because he's doing either one.
Yeah. Well, because the difference between the book and that the movie, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, is like the Arnold Schwarzenegger one is like it takes place in like a, you know, American Gladiators style like building. In the book, it's like anywhere. You can go anywhere, and like once a day they have to take like a 10-minute video or something like that and like send it to the studio so they can air it. And if anyone reports them in or like catches them, they, you know, went like... Yeah, it's a whole fucking thing. It's really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, that Running Man has always been one of my favorites. And then there was actually a horror movie that kind of had the same kind of theme. It was called Slashers. And I absolutely love that one, too. I don't know why. I like the game show kind of crap to it.
Yeah, but that one's Slashers is awesome because it's like fucked up Japanese game show. Yeah, no, that one's intense. That's like Squid Games before Squid Games.
There's also the John Ritter one where it was like the devil, like the hell game show.
I love that movie.
Yeah,
I made Lauren watch that one. Oh fuck, what is that?
I don't remember what it's called, but yeah, that one was really good.
Stay tuned.
That might have been it.
No.
Yeah, that's it. Stay tuned with John Ritter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm drawing encounter cards. Sorry.
You're drawing encounter cards.
That's literally what I said. I said I'm drawing encounter cards.
I'm drawing encounter cards.
Smiley face. Ace of spades.
No, this one's a counter. It's counter cards.
This one's a building full of food and supplies.
Rip. Bro.
Catch on fire.
All right, let's see where we're going to start. Brian and Jeremy.
Hmm?
How about both of you two roll me a d6?
I don't want to.
That's how I'm going to decide where we start.
4.
3.
All right, guess we start with the one Brian's in. And not the one Jeremy's in.
Okay.
That seemed like a way to figure that out. Let the dice decide.
That was a way to figure it out.
I'm in everything.
Kyle's going to have a God complex.
Yeah, I'm in all of them. None of these don't have Kyle.
Today's all Kyle. All Kyle, all the time.
Yeah. Unlike my family, you guys need me here.
It's funny because it's true.
All right, so we're going to open as we open that farmhouse that you all had kind of been hiding out in. You've successfully treated Murphy's crits, so he's laying there. He's still unconscious. He's out of it, but at least he seems like he's resting. You do occasionally have to clean up after him because he's, you know, still sick and, you know, incontinent. I think might be the word for it because of the food poisoning. But he seems to have a fever, but at least he seems to be stable. But you also do know that he's sick. So I think we were in mourning time, if I remember correctly. Not mourning because he's dead. I meant mourning, or because people are dead. I meant mourning because, you know, it's like the sun. Oh, no, no, no. We were in daytime. It was cloudy, actually, is where we were. Sorry. And, what do you all want to do? What's your plan?
Did we stay the night?
Yes, you stayed the night. You actually worked on him over the night.
Yeah, that's what got us to this point. And then I believe you took watch and Emmett and Murph both crashed out.
Yeah. It had been pretty uneventful with you guys. Yeah, so it's been quiet. It was foggy and like in the morning, the fog lifted. Then it got cloudy. And someone roll me for weather. Weatherman.
Weatherman.
3. The weather remains the same.
All right, so it's still cloudy.
So was Emmett able to sleep?
Yes, Emmett was able to sleep.
Okay, so then just trying to heal Emmett up because verge of death. If that's the case, then I would like to, seeing as how I got to rest, I would like to basically, 5 experience points gets me a D, correct? 10 gets me a C.
Oh, you were going to spend your experience points. Yeah. Wait, sure. Are you looking at the chart?
I was just guessing. I thought it was 5, 10, 15, 20, because that's...
Developing your character.
You're right. It is. 5 gets 5, you 10, a D.
15, 20. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to spend a full 15 and take my medical aid after working on him all night long from nothing to a C.
No, you can't do that.
That's not how that works.
Yeah, no, it would take...
I can't jump 2 levels?
No, you can. Okay. You would have to spend the 5 to get to D, then 10 to get to C, and then 15 to get to B.
Right. No, 5 to get to D, 10 to get to C, that's 15.
Right. That's what I said. Yeah, 15 to get to
see.
That's
what I said.
Oh, I thought you said to go to B. Sorry. That's why I was... Okay. Hold on, though.
Can you do that?
Hold on. You can only increase the skill level one step at a time.
Okay.
So you can only take it to a D.
Okay. That's what I'm going to do after working on him all night, then. I'll bump that up to a D. Then.
Yep. That makes sense. Yeah. You succeeded at it, so you can do it, so... does anyone else want to spend any of their experience points? Kyle?
He's a brand new character.
He has nothing.
You got 8 challenge coins you can spend. Yeah,
let's blow 5 of those challenge coins.
Wow. You could.
Probably should.
All right. So, yeah. So, Emmett wakes up and spends experience points on going up to D. Unhealth.
Yeah, well, I felt that was quite important.
No, yeah, totally.
The
totally.
Story, because mm-hmm. the last one was, hey, let's not kill somebody else with your rolls. Which was probably the single most nerve-wracking thing I've done so far.
Yeah, yeah. Jeremy missed all that. It was pretty tense.
I'll be excited to listen to it.
Yeah, it was pretty tense.
I've come to find out that I'd had no problem, like... As far as if something bad happens to Emmett, it was when I had somebody else's life in my hand. It really felt a lot more important with the role. Yeah. I don't want to kill somebody else's character.
All right. So, yeah. So, Emmett wakes up. And Mr. Jablonski is already awake.
How was your night of sleep?
Well, I mean, good Lord, let me open my eyes again. I'm happy Murph seems to be still this side of the grass for now.
He's not out of woods yet, but, you know, I think the worst hopefully is behind. Very much need to think of next steps. We have a pistol, next to no rations. And I don't know what is next for us.
I mean, all honesty, I don't have any intel. I don't have any next steps. Chain of command is gone. Really, at this point, I'm just hoping not to lose my friend here. And we were all headed to Krakow. So if there's any way that you could... I mean, how far are we from there? Do you have any idea from here? What are we looking at?
GM?
30 kilometers. Because you guys went east.
Yeah, we went there. Well, we are heading in opposite direction of Krakow. We've run for our lives in the eastern direction. We would have to circle back and make a decision to... If we're staying next to the road, we're going back to where we started at some point. And of course, you guys know as well as anybody that the road is no fun.
I mean, it doesn't seem like there's any shelter anywhere. But, I mean, at this point, we're out here just out in the breeze. And that is the only thing that even remotely resembles civilization at this point.
So we head back towards Krakow, correct?
I mean, Murph here is not conscious and unable to move himself. So unless we have a vehicle of some sort or... I mean, we're going to have to rig up some kind of gurney with what we can find around here to try and get Murph with us to Krakow.
Mr. Jablonski, so you're from this area.
Yeah, my accent doesn't sound like it, but I'm supposed to be.
Right, yeah. That's been referenced, by the way, on social media.
I'm not
We're
good.
Doing our best.
Someone literally commented about how you were suddenly playing a pole and still had a French Canadian.
Still, the Z's is still popping through. Trying to go into my Ivan Drago, but I can't do it.
So, so you're generally from this area. So you actually, I mean, that was how you knew where this house was in the first place. You were like, yeah, this is this one house. You know, no one's been there for a little bit, at least last you knew. But you actually, there's another house that's a little ways away. That's further north that you think there might be a vehicle still at.
Okay. There is an opportunity in perhaps another village close. Perhaps the ability to get another vehicle. It's a question of whether we move your friend.
Well, the condition he's in, I don't know that we should leave him. How far are we looking at?
It'd be the next hex up.
Yeah.
Half a day's walk.
But you also know that in Krakow, there is a hospital. It has meager supplies, but there is a hospital in Krakow.
And that's why we were trying to get the major there.
Like, it's kind of hit or miss, like, what supplies they have, and they're, you know, doing the best they can, but there is actually a hospital that's up and running in Krakow.
Do they also have 120s?
Mm.
This is okay. So we will hunker down. We will repair your friend. But we also must think that we are also out of food and water.
We're at everything.
And we have but one weapon. So do we keep the weapon for watching, or do we take it to hunt?
The weapon we got, if we try and use that for hunting, I think we'll starve. I think our best bet is odds of somebody coming across him here in this broken down farmhouse, slim to none. I think me and you should double time, try and find the truck. We can go get him, come back, get him, and head to Krakow as our best bet.
I concur. This is, yes.
He needs immediate medical attention, and we're not getting him there waiting for him to walk himself there.
I did not want to ask you to leave your friend, but this is the best thing we can do.
I feel like if I don't, I'm just sentencing him to a longer, slower, painful death.
Yeah, because the house I'm talking about, it's actually like the guy was kind of a junker in a sense. So he had a whole bunch of fucking old cars, and like some of them still ran, some of them might not. And then just kind of depended on fuel. But you'd be surprised if there were like no cars. You know what I mean? Like if there was nothing at all. But you know, fuel would also be a concern.
Cover your friend with leaves and let us head out.
Yeah, we'll try to stash Murph best we can there at the farmhouse and move as fast as we can to where we think a vehicle may be.
Okay. So your all's plan is to head north to this house of this junker that you think might have a vehicle that you could scavenge, basically.
Yes. That's the pipe dream.
Okay. And you're gonna leave Murph at the house by himself?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I understood your plan correctly. Chris, if you're listening, yeah.
You're about to get eaten by raccoons.
Hold on. And you guys are going to try to conceal it so people don't know that Murph's in there, basically?
Yes. I mean, I figure most of these places have probably already been scavenged pretty hard, so.
All right. Roll me a recon roll, then. One of you two.
Please tell me you got some recon, Kyle.
A and a D.
Hey, there you go.
You can give him a bonus on it. So
I will totally bonus that because I have a nothing and a D. So
I will roll an A and a C. Two successes.
All right. So tell me what that two successes looks like.
As far as covering up Murph, or?
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
So we just kind of take a bunch of leaves. No, kidding.
Cover this burn victim with a bunch of dirty foliage.
Yeah, we just, you know, put him in a comfortable place in the house and make it so that, like, the room he's in doesn't look like an accessible room.
Mm-hmm.
And then that, you know, a place kind of tucked away that, like, even if you came and walked through the house, you'd have to be purposefully looking to try to find the room that he's in. Things
so
like
you put
that.
Him in a walk-in closet.
Yeah, essentially.
Okay. Shoved him in a closet, closed the door.
Set him up in a chair, put sunglasses on him. Weekends at Bernie's.
With a little sign that says, I'm not here.
You don't see me.
Invisible man. All right. And then you all start heading north. Someone roll me a survival roll.
Ooh, I'm good at those. 4 successes for survival.
Okay.
Holy smokes.
All right, so you do not get lost. Heading north.
Way to go, Kyle. I'm glad you're burning them on this side of the coin. Because when right? you guys switch, it's going to be all downhill from here.
Man, at some point I'm going to have to, like, do a new designator for the different groups. All right, so y'all head north into the next hex. And start heading into the village where, you know, that junker is on, like, the outside of it. The outskirts of it. The village, for the most part, is pretty abandoned. And it's a pretty small little village. But you knew that there hadn't been anybody there for a while. Because anyone that was there, more than likely, like, made their way into Krakow or elsewhere.
Yuri had shop on back end of town. Hopefully we find something there.
Yuri, you say?
Sure.
His common name.
His very common name. All right. So you start going through town. And as I said, it had been long evacuated. A lot of the buildings are just blown to shit. The war definitely hit this area, basically. And you start heading through town. Roll me a recon roll.
With a plus one?
From what?
My good friend, Emmett.
That's not the way that works. Someone can't actively aid a passive roll.
One success.
Okay. All right, so as you're going along, you're coming up closer towards the house, towards the area where that junker's Yuri, as you called him, and you're going past one of the houses, and you actually see movement inside the house. Like, you see, like, something move inside.
Yuri?
Well, you're not quite at Yuri's place yet.
Okay, so this is just a random house. This isn't the house.
This is, like, on the way to it, yeah.
We are not alone. That house to right. We may want to avoid. Take a couple streets over.
You know where this guy's junk pile's at? I say we just need to double time on through here. If you know another way around.
A little bit. I mean, I think we keep going straight. Best bet.
All right, well, let's pick up the pace.
So you're detouring slightly? Is that your point? What do you mean?
Yeah, it's kind of avoiding, not like going towards the house, but kind of venturing off.
Yeah, because it's kind of like between you and there. It's like on the right-hand side.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. So you're just going to like go off to the left a little ways and mm-hmm. try to veer off. All right, so as you start to veer off to the left, you glance over at the house, and you see a little head pop up in the window and kind of like look out, and you see this like blonde hair and pigtails. And she like looks up, and you could tell it's a little girl, probably about 10, maybe, and like drops back down.
Would Emmett have seen in this as well?
I'm gonna say yes. I'm gonna say Emmett saw it too. Once you pointed the house out to him, Emmett glanced over and saw this kid, like this little girl's head pop up and like drop back down.
I do not know that we are equipped for survivors, but it appears that not everyone in this village is dead.
I mean, we're not equipped for even us to survive more than about 24 hours. We should probably at least... We still got to see if she's all right. This could be a complete trap, but... I can't walk away from a child who may possibly be alone. Emmett will start to make his way toward the house slowly and cautiously with... Yeah.
Mr. Jablonski, what are you doing?
Going with him. Kind of beside him.
Okay. As you start getting closer towards the house, in the upstairs window, you see another kid, probably 12, maybe 11, like slightly older than the girl you saw. And he like is looking out a second floor window of the house. He kind of glances and like drops back down and is kind of like trying to like barely peek over the windowsill to see you in such a way that you wouldn't see him, but you see him because you got two successes and they did not. And so you're walking closer to the house. You get closer. You get about 20 meters away from the house and the window shutter opens on the front of the house that you're headed towards, and you see a shotgun point out the window, and someone in Polish, you see another kid, like 14, right, has a shotgun pointed at you. He's like, who goes there? Who are you?
Yo, unnecessary. We are not here to fight against you. Traveling through, looking for a vehicle, trying to make our way to Krakow. Unfortunately,
we don't have a vehicle. This is all in Polish, by the way.
Yeah, that's why. Thank God I don't have to try to do an accent.
You're doing an accent. It's an American one.
That's right.
Specifically Midwestern, Ohio.
Really good friends with Yuri down the road. I know he's always got a slew of vehicles there. Was just going to check on him, see if there's anything surviving there. You know, he has an old vehicle that he and I used to drive back in the day. I was going to check on, see if it was something that I could make use of. Not here to hurt anybody. Our town was firebombed from a helicopter. We've been through the ringer. We're just trying to find a saving grace and get a sick person to Krakow.
Okay, so I'm going to try to go by the rules on the way persuasion rolls work. What are you trying to achieve with this?
I would like to not be shot would be the first thing.
Good call. Good call. That's a good place to start.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And then I would not like to shoot a child as the second step of that.
Beyond that, what are you thinking?
Passage. You know, I'm not trying to take any of their stuff necessarily. Just looking for passage.
Okay. Roll me a persuasion roll. And let's just do it flat. I'm not going to add any modifiers on this.
Fail.
You can push that roll.
I will throw a coin in and redo the whole roll.
Oh, because you had a one on it?
Yeah, you had a one on it. Nothing.
We need to get you a shock mount for your mic.
Only for failed persuasion.
All right, so this kid's like, so you're coming to loot Yuri's? Is that what you're doing? I think you should just turn around and head off.
I'm not your enemy, man. There's no reason. What exactly are you protecting?
As I said, I think you should just turn around and go back the way you came from.
There's nothing where I came from. There's nothing to go back to.
Well, that sounds like your problem.
Are you really going to shoot one of your countrymen for no reason in cold blood in front of what I assume is your daughter in pigtails there? Is that the kind of future you're looking for?
This kid's like 14.
Sister?
That's not my daughter, but if I have to shoot someone, it won't be the first one.
Mm-hmm. You see the guy behind me?
You mean that busted-ass dude looking all wounded and burned up and shit with bandages all over him? Oh, wait, the bandages aren't there. hobbling because he has like a -4 in his mobility. Yeah, what about him?
An American soldier. If you pull the trigger and you fire upon me, he will kill you within 1 second. You do not have a chance here. Nobody here is trying to take anything from you. Nobody is trying to kill you. But you will die if you do not let us pass.
Oh, so you're threatening me to let you pass?
No, that I'm just saying, if you pull that trigger...
If I don't let you pass, that's what... So I'm saying, I'm not going to pull the trigger if you head back the way you came.
I take 2 steps towards Yuri's.
Ch-ch-ch.
2 more steps towards Yuri's.
He fires.
Ugh. Can't talk my way out of it, so there's nothing to do.
What did you say about being in both places? It seems like you're going to be in one place real quick.
There we go. All right. Well, he hits you. I got 1 success. What's a shotgun do again?
Not much from outside of the hex.
Yeah, it does. It does. From 2 hexes away. Let's see. Weapon damage is rate of fire 2, damage 3, crit 4. Would drop it down to a 2, right? Isn't that the way that worked? No, that's per range increment. It's a range increment is when it drops.
Right, per range increment.
Oh, well then you take 3 points of damage. Roll hit location. Not that it matters because you're not wearing flak or Kevlar, right?
6.
6 what?
So roll hit location.
That's what so that would be head.
That's a head.
So he buckshots you in the face and you take 3 points of damage. Ba-bam! Roll coolness under fire.
No successes.
All right. You are prone and suppressed. It's like, I strongly suggest you start crawling back the other way. Emmett, what do you do? This whole conversation has been happening in Polish.
Emmett, good night. I don't even know what... Holy smokes. All right,
5, 4, 3, 2.
Emmett would... Emmett would draw up and fire.
Okay, then let's go into initiative, now that we know what we're doing. This is not how I thought this was going to go.
Really? It's exactly how I thought it'd go. We have no weapons, no supplies, or anything. I knew that the first person we met was going to kill us. It's not difficult to figure out.
That's fair.
In all fairness, you kind of pushed that. You could have gone around.
turned around and gone back.
Going back to where? To a place where we have no food and no anything?
No, you go around. Navigate around. go around.
You should have just told them we were trying to subdue them.
Because that always seems to work.
We're just trying to subdue you.
All right, dealing out initiative cards. I'm going to deal 1 to everybody. All right, so they already went. So, I mean, that's kind of how that started. Brian, what'd you get?
You got a 6.
Okay, Kyle, what'd you get?
3.
All right, so, Kyle, you're suppressed. Brian, you're up. You said you were going to draw and fire?
Yes.
All right.
Am I still suppressed, or did I go through my
suppressed? Yes, you are suppressed. You are suppressed right now. On your turn, you'll be suppressed, and then it'll be your turn, and the next time it's your turn around.
Well, his turn was my 3, turn went so before. He's before me, so...
So would I unsuppress and then go?
No, you're suppressed now.
Brian.
Okay, so, yeah, I said I'd draw and fire, so that's at whatever negatives for...
Yeah, you would take a -1 for that, and then a -2 because of the hex he's in is an urban terrain one, and he has cover, partial cover. So, yep, go ahead. So, -2.
-2?
Yeah. Quick draw. He's in urban terrain. So, -2 total. Yep.
-2 total. All right. That takes me down to D and a D.
Yep.
So, That's a 3 and a 1.
Do you want to push that roll?
Yes, I do. And I will spend a coin for that.
Okay.
So I get to reroll them both. That's a 6 and a 1.
All right, so that is... roll me a hit location.
That is body.
Okay, so that hits the cover. What's the damage on the pistol? And what's its armor rating?
I don't know. I don't have it. That would be Chris's pistol.
9 mil. Yeah, so it's like 1, and then the armor is a, it treats armor as a +1. So it hits the wall in front of him, basically.
Okay.
Let me roll his coolness under fire. Well, he's suppressed. All right, so he ducks back in behind the wall. Kids, he's suppressed. This is their turn. They lose. Kyle, you are prone.
How far are we right from the house?
20 meters.
So if I stood up, I couldn't get into the house.
No. You could get to the front door. Unless you... No, yeah, no, because you still need an extra action to... You could crawl to the house with a mobility roll.
But I can't get into it.
20. No, you could. You could actually get into the house if you succeed at a mobility roll. But that's all you would do is get into the house. You would do a fast action to get to the house and then a fast action to get into the house. But you'd be prone still the whole way. Yeah.
I will stand up and run towards Yuri's.
Okay. All right. So you want to roll mobility to see how far you go past the house?
I did. I got a success.
Okay. So you move 30 meters along. Okay. All right. Brian, it's your turn. 20 meters out. What do you want to do?
Is there any cover in this area? Is there somewhere I could move to -4 mobility that I could not just be out in the middle of the street?
Yeah, if you use your full turn to go to try to go for cover, you could make it. Yeah.
Okay, then that's what I'm doing. I just want to get kind of in behind something.
Okay. All right. Well, now it's the kid's turn again.
Jesus Christ. Then me, then Brian.
Yep. So you've moved, you were 20. You're moving laterally past the house. You moved 30 total. So you're 20, 30. What is the range on that? And who are they going to try to shoot at? Emmett, are you in full cover or partial cover?
Emmett would have gone for full cover.
Okay. Well, he wouldn't know where you are anyway. I guess he's going to shoot at Jablonski, since he wouldn't be able to see where Emmett is. He misses. All right. Kyle, you're still going to run? Continuing to run towards Yuri's?
I mean, I'd like to at some point, like, circle back through the woods and kind of come up on the back of the house, wherever it's convenient. I just wanted to kind of get out of the shot path and kind of...
Okay.
Where I can try to get away without, you know, try to stealthy.
Roll me recon.
2 successes.
Okay. All right, so you start trying to circle around the back. Brian, it's your turn. Kids in the window took a shot at Jablonski.
So fast action to pop up and then to fire would be fast aim, right?
Slow action. And it would be a quick shot, and you would lose...
Back down to the 2, down to a D and a D.
-1, and then a -1. Yep. -1 for the quick shot, -1 for the terrain he's in.
Hate missiles. This is what we did with the tank crew.
No, Emil will stay behind full cover.
Okay. Roll me a recon roll, but give yourself a +2.
All right, so it's a D and a C. An 8 and a 1.
Okay. Kyle, next round you'll be able to get circled around to the back of the house.
Cool.
Okay. You're still heading that way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Brian.
To take Overwatch, I'd have to come out of cover.
Yes.
I'd have to go into partial.
Yep.
But I could go partial and take Overwatch.
Yes.
Okay, then that's what I'll do on the window with the kid with the shotgun.
Okay. All right, so you pop up into partial cover, take over watch. Now we're at the beginning of the round, and he would quick aim and try to shoot. But you can interrupt that action because you have overwatch.
Then I will interrupt that action, but now I'm only taking negative one?
Yes. You're only taking negative one now.
All right. Oh, that is double one.
Do you want to push that roll?
I can't.
If you spend challenge coins, you can.
No, because if something, because to just stop now doesn't jam the weapon.
You didn't roll ammo dice. It's only on ammo dice that it jams.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, still no.
But it could damage right. The weapon, though.
Right, and it's the only thing we've got. So no, I'll just take the chance and stay in partial cover.
All right. Well, he takes a shot then at you. Hold on 1 second.
This is all bad.
I keep walking.
2 more steps. There's at no point that this ends well for us.
Again, we have no food. We have no weapons. I have a character that quote unquote started with nothing.
Strictly from a story perspective, I love it if Emmett kills this kid.
Yeah, like Emmett needs one more dark secret that he has to try and live with.
Just story-wise, that's... Fuck. That's awful.
But only if he's just trying to subdue him.
I don't know, man. This is a real push comes to shove kind of moment.
Speaking of which, how many rounds does the pistol hold?
15. It's a 9 mil.
15, okay.
M9 is a piece of crap.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone in our group has ever hit anything with an M9.
Just the tank crew.
And even then, we jammed half our pistols anyways. Yeah. Just trying to fucking get out of that goddamn gas station.
We're going to have to call tonight. My daughter's up and fucking crying. Her ear hurts and shit, so.
Yep.
Sorry. I do. I just got called away with kid shit.
It's a good hold point anyway.
Yeah. And we're getting blasted at here. All right.
Jeremy?
I did that evil smile.
Jeremy?
No, it's completely unrelated. I started reading memes and they were really fucking funny. I'm sorry. It's completely has nothing to do with what's happening, but I'm dying laughing at something unrelated.
Totally zoned out.
Hold on.
I was kind of curious. I was like, what is Jeremy laughing about over there?
It's a Facebook post for an exercise bike, but they named it excessive bike. And it's all just like a series of, oh, fuck, they're funny.
Like a Rube Goldberg machine? Or like
No. Like things that people would try to sell on Facebook, but they mislabeled them. Like this one's an over-counter microwave.
Microwave? It's so dumb. Sorry. I'm sorry I ruined the vibe. Oh, God damn it. No, that's okay.
I was like, Jeremy's over there laughing.
Yeah, it's
like
this is why we all suffer from ADHD.
An egomaniac chair.
Stupid autocorrect.
Oh, goddamn. Oh, that man. Sounds like the more I read, the funnier it got.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry. Go mute.